So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Dorian, Keebler, Oscar, Jerry. That's the name of every unattainable boy from high school who in some way rejected me for being cute but not hot, smart but too weird, kind of cool but too much work. Too much work, code for won't put out. Look, I admit it. Back then, I was an antisocial, sarcastic, angst-filled, depressive, and Doc Martens. I was Holden Caulfield if Holden Caulfield had been a Mexican girl from Laredo, Texas. Still, I wanted a guy, and in Laredo, the pickings were slim. So when I was accepted to UT Austin in 2001, I was so excited to enter a much larger dating pool. And that's exactly what it was. A huge, glorious fountain of guys. But it didn't matter because the only ones hitting on me were creepy potheads who all had the same pickup line. What's up? Besides, no one had really caught my attention until the first day of my playwriting class. So there I am, sitting at a desk, when I look up and I see this tall, lanky, Vince Vaughn lookalike. Think Swingers Vince Vaughn, not Couples Retreat Vince Vaughn. He struts down the hall towards me, and my pulse quickens when I realize he's entering my class. He sits at a desk across from me, and just as a lust bomb explodes in my body, I realize what he is. Another unattainable. So what do I do when he smiles at me? I give him a hate stare, because this guy will never want me. I am, after all, cute but not hot, and smart but too weird. That entire spring semester, this guy, who I'll refer to as Vince Vaughn, filled my dreams. I watched Vince Vaughn. I ached for Vince Vaughn. I wrote poetry about Vince Vaughn, and when I read it in class, he'd say, "Damn, you're a good writer," not knowing it was about him. He was friendly, but never flirtatious. He joked, and I laughed, but not too much, because he could never know how I felt about him, because he was everything I wasn't. Charismatic, funny, hot, and best friends with a rich guy who drove a Mercedes. So when the semester ended, I was happy I didn't have to deal with my feelings for him anymore. And I didn't see Vince at all that summer. But I met a guy named Nathan, and like Vince, he was tall, white, handsome, and another unattainable. Except Nathan was unlike anyone I'd met, and locking eyes with him at a party was like being hit with a nuclear missile that was far stronger than lust. It was a deep feeling of recognition, like I'd been looking for him the whole time. And the best part? He wanted me exactly as I was. By summer's end, we were dating, and I had finally attained the unattainable. That fall, Vince Vaughn came back into my life. As I walked into my acting class, he shouted, "What? You're in this class? Hey, everyone, look, Florinda's in this class, and she is really cool." Pretty soon, Vince and I were paired up for an acting project, and from the get-go, he said we had to rehearse as much as possible, so we were together a lot, and I was still attracted to Vince. After all, he looked like Vince Vaughn, guys. Swingers Vince Vaughn, not True Detective Vince Vaughn. That show sucks. But I was too preoccupied with my new relationship to care. Vince, however, was acting very strange. He started talking about sex all the time. He would say things like, "Hey, I heard Latinas are horny all the time. Is that true?" And I'd say, "You're an idiot, Vince." He was acting weird, but still, there was no way he was saying these things about me. Yeah, I'd snag Nathan, but that was different. Plus, I'd accepted that I was not good enough for Vince, and he would always be another name on my unattainable list. Pretty soon, Vince's sex talk turned into constant yakking about a girl he liked. He'd say, I take class with this Hispanic girl. I really, really like her, but she has a boyfriend. And I'd say, we have to rehearse, Vince. But the more we rehearsed, the more he talked about this girl. And the more he talked about this girl, the more frustrated he got, until one day he says, I don't know what to do about this girl, Florinda. I really, really want to be with her, but she has a boyfriend. What do I do? I was sick of hearing about this girl, so I say, either fucking tell her or move on already, Vince. A week later, Vince and I are alone in a study room, working at a table. He's sitting right next to me, and his leg is shaking like crazy, and he seems very distracted. I'm in the middle of saying something when all of a sudden, he clamps his hand down on my forearm, leans towards me, looks me in the eyes, and says, I have to tell you something. Let me pause for a second to explain something. I'm bilingual, but English is my primary language, and while I've never been labeled ESL, I do occasionally have what I call ESL moments, when someone will use an idiom or saying I haven't heard before, so I won't get what they mean. So, Vince pauses and says, I really want to nail your ass to the floor. At that moment, hammers, nails, and butt cheeks flash through my mind as I try to process that phrase. This feels monumental, but I can't wrap my head around that confession. And how exactly do you nail an ass to the floor? Logistically speaking, it doesn't make sense, but it sounds really painful, so I think Vince Vaughn wants to hurt me. He wants to hit me with a hammer. Why? Because I'm a terrible actress, a shitty scene partner? Terrified and confused, I turn away and say, so which pops did you want to bring again? Vince yanks his hand away, grabs his backpack, and explodes out of his seat. He runs out of the room with so much force, the door bangs against the doorstop. I don't tell anyone about that moment. Not even Nathan. Something about it embarrasses me, so I pretend it never happened. After that, Vince was friendly but distant. We finished our acting project and moved on to other things. And right before I graduated and left UT, I saw him kissing his new girlfriend. She was beautiful, skinny, confident, and outgoing. Perfect for him. Even though seeing them kiss stung a little, I was happy for Vince. She was everything he deserved. 2 years later, I'm married to Nathan and living in Laredo, when one day out of nowhere, Vince popped into my head. I was still confused over his confession, so I Google, I want to nail your ass to the floor. When I read what it meant, I shrieked. He wanted to do what? I couldn't believe it. For Vince Vaughn, I was the unattainable. Thank you.